जय गिरिवरधारी की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचार्य सदृश श्रीमत ऐसी भक्ति विनंत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवाचार्य सदृश श्रीमत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्री हरदस्त कुर की जय प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर सरस्वती गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगमाय की जय यमुनमाय की जय भक्ति रेवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय ओ ग्लोरियस सुमदवर्दिस Oh, glory to the Sama devotees. Thank you very much. Oh, glory to Sri, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Oh, glory to the Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutla Ishmari Jabadaka Swami Nidhanamani. Namo Charya Padaya Nita Kripunane Gokta Namar Gakamtane. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutla Ishmari Bhakti Ranta Swami Nidhanamani. Namaste Sarasvata Deva Gaurani Vicharani Nirsheshu Yani Vastade Stane. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. And we will go back to texts 8 till 12, very important section. I will quickly read the Sanskrit, because we already went over this text many times. You weren't here, but, you know. 8 till 12, 13? Yeah. Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Would you also like a Gita? Well, we have more if you want. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just read the Sanskrit. Amanitvam adam bidvam ahimsa kshantir aryavan acharya pasanam socham steryam atma vinigraha indriyartesu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jiravyadi dukha doshanu darshanam asaktir anabisvanga putra dara griyadishu nijang cha samachittadvam istanisto papatishu Mayi chananya yogena bhakti ravya bicharini vivikta desha sevitvam aratir jana sangsadi ajatma jnana nityatvam tatva jnanartha darshanam etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yat atonyata. Translation. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical research for the absolute truth, all these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be, is ignorance. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Salakya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayang Rupa Kadama Yang Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kancha Nagorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sriman Rasa Rasa Dambi Vangsi Vattatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinata Striye Stutna. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangsivat and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of a celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Hari Om Tat Sat. So, last time we did humility, pridelessness, and non-violence. So, and we also did, redoed already a few lectures, we also gave kind of an overview. Prabhupada says that, because you weren't here, I'll repeat a little bit, that the most important thing, he says it in the purport, is to practice devotional service. And if you practice devotional service, then all the other 19 items, you will develop them automatically. And from practicing devotional service, accepting a spiritual master, Prabhupada says, is most important. Let me see if I can find it for you. Yeah, it's here. It's in the... You have this copy, right? You speak English? Oh, I'm sorry. Which language do you speak? Yeah, what, she's Hungarian? Slovakian. And you speak German or only Slovakian? Yeah, you should then translate maybe if you want. Okay. You both speak English, right? Oh, okay. So maybe you can then, I don't know. If one person translates for all of them, yeah. Yeah, just come sit there, please. Thank you. What's your name? Andrea. I'm Madhu. Madhu Gopal Das. I'm initiated by His Holiness Jayabhadaka Maharaj. What is your good name, Prabhu? Yadu? Yaro. Yaroslav. Also from Slovakia. Okay. And what is your name? Michael. Also from Slovakia? Okay. I've never been there. I'm sorry. Right. Very good. I have my boss. He is also from Slovakia. Well, she's not my boss. I mean, we're working together. But she runs BLS. Yeah, Lakshmi Priya.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm used to Slovakians. It's very nice, very nice people. Okay, so, if you can just, I don't know, we don't have a Slovakian Bhagavad Gita, sorry. But if you can see here, it says, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. I forgot to look it up. I think it's Rishabdev. He says, Yasyasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvargunas Tatra Samasate Suraha. So that Sarvai Gunai means all the gunas, all the qualities, Tatra Samasate Suraha, of the Sura, of the demigods. Prabhupada translates, all the good qualities of knowledge develop in one who has attained the stage of devotional service. So we read these qualities. Can you just help him with the chapter? Because he's still looking for the chapter. I think it's important because it's my philosophy that everybody should learn English. It's the world language. So there's no better way to learn English from Prabhupada's books. You know, and these are all important words. Humility being the most important. You've heard humility? Yeah? So humility is the beginning of knowledge. All these items... Krishna says, I declare to be knowledge And besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. So all these items, I mean, you could go over them later. This is all knowledge. And it starts with humility. Without humility, you cannot obtain knowledge. Like, you are listening to me. It takes humility. You go to a university, you pay money, and then you listen to the teacher. This is humility. So this is the same. This is, you come here, okay, it's free, but it still, it takes some humility to listen. I also sit there many times, and you have to be a little bit, otherwise it also doesn't work. If you sit here and you think, oh, I know everything, like in India they say sometimes, I know everything, then it doesn't work. Actually, this is maybe a good point to explain a little bit. I was in Luxembourg and I explained this thing. We have to accept that this Bhagavad Gita was spoken by God. If we think that it's just a book, then it's not so much use. And Krishna says that you have to listen with humility. He says it in the fourth chapter. I'll look it up for you. Because the next thing that Prabhupada explains here in the purport is, so he says, I read it one more time. All the good qualities of knowledge develop in one who has attained the stage of devotional service. It's at 5.18.12, just beyond the Sanskrit. It's in the first paragraph, Rahul. First paragraph of the 13th chapter, verses 8 or 12. Yeah. Verses 8 or 12, and then it says 5.18.12. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. And then it's, yeah. So just translate that one more time. All the good qualities of knowledge develop in one who has attained the stage of devotional service. And then Prabhupada says, the principle of accepting a spiritual master, as mentioned in the 8th verse of this verse, 8 to 12, is essential. So please translate that. Yeah, Prabhupada explains, he says, even for one who takes a devotional service, it is most important. Yeah, he continues, he says, transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. So, and then he already explained in chapter 4, text 34, he says, Tatvidi prani patena, pari prasnena sevya, upadeksanti tegyanam, gyaninas tatva darshina. Krishna says, just try to learn the truth by approaching your spiritual master. And then he says, inquire from him submissively. And render service unto him. Render service unto him, yeah. And then he says, the self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So this is called parampara. Yeah, parampara means spiritual, how do you say that? It says here, the chain of disciplic succession. Krishna says in the same chapter, four chapters called Transcendental Knowledge, he says, Evam parampara praptam imam rayasyo vidu sakalenaha mahata yoganashta parantrapa. He says, this supreme science thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. So Prabhupada explains, this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, it's not for the lower class. It's like, you know, ordinary people. It's for kings. So you can consider yourself kings and queens. This is very elevated knowledge. So, and he said, that is not so important. But the thing is that it is a science, Krishna consciousness, it's a science, and it goes from one teacher to the next teacher. So I'm explaining, or Krishna is explaining, about knowledge. So, you know, in the West we are used that we get knowledge through our senses. We look through the horoscope or we look through the telescope and we research different animals and we cut open different animals. So that is called, you know, the philosophical term is empirical knowledge. So I forgot exactly what this is called, but the idea is that knowledge, it kind of, from your senses, it's going like that, you know, in your brain. Yes, inductive and deductive. Thank you. I forgot. So that is, I think, inductive, no? No. Deductive. You deduct it. Yeah. 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 Yeah, deduction means by logic, by your own brain, you kind of deduct things. Yeah. Yeah. And induction, it is also used in electricity. So there is a line of spiritual teachers. And in one sense, you could give the example of electricity. Although, you know, Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, in general, they're stressing the knowledge. So it is the knowledge that is coming down. And it's coming down from Krishna to Lord Chaitanya. There's many teachers. You can find it in Bhagavad Gita. We have no time for it now. But there's many teachers. There's Krishna, Brahma, Narada Muni, Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva wrote the scriptures. And then there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis. You can see these pictures. They're on the altar. Then there's a few others, like who's after the Goswamis? Like Nartam Das Thakur and I think Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and of course, what is it, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Vrindavan Das Thakur, no? No, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then you have, you know, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gokisar Das Babaji, Bhaktisiddhanta, and Srila Prabhupada, and then the teachers in ISKCON. So like that, it's a line of knowledge, and, you know, my teacher is Prabhupada explained to my teacher, Jayapataka Swami, and now I'm explaining to you. So it's a knowledge. I'm sharing the knowledge that comes down. This is from Krishna, and I'm trying to explain it to you. Yeah, Jayapataka Swami, yeah. Yeah, so therefore this is perfect knowledge. Because the source is perfect. And it's something that in the beginning you just have to accept it. And later, you can more and more realize it and feel it. It's called Shraddha, that you have more and more faith. And this is a gradual process. This faith, it can turn into love. Like in the beginning, you know, like in Vedic culture, in ancient times, even still 100 years ago in India, and sometimes still, then the girl and the boy get married very young. Yeah, like the girl is sometimes like 10 or 11, sometimes even younger, and the boy is like 16 or 17. So, of course, you have to understand the culture of Vedic. This is just because sometimes in the West they misunderstand this. There's generally like two big families with grandmother and aunts and like that. So many women are there, so many men and uncles. Yeah, and they agree that this boy is suitable for this girl. It should be the same mood, like Brahminical girl with Brahminical boy, Kshatriya, like, you know, Brahminical means like priestly boy with priestly girl, or like Kshatriya means like fighter or government person with, you know, a girl who is more into that. That it should be a match like that. And also horoscope. And also, it's not so well known, but you can read it in Bhagavatam. The father would also ask the mother, and he would ask also the daughter, do you like this boy? Like that. Anyway, but so ultimately the parents would pick one boy, and then they would allow the girl to choose, and the boy also, of course, also. No, it depends. No, the parents, they decide, but it's not, if the girl doesn't like the boy, then usually the father will not allow it. I mean, sometimes in India it becomes forced. But what I read from Bhagavatam, in Bhagavatam there's stories like that, and then it's very clear that the father would ask the daughter, do you really like this boy? And if the daughter said no, then the father wouldn't allow it. Yeah, but sometimes in India it is forced, so that is not good. Anyway, the point is that in the beginning, the girl has some faith in the boy, because she's still very young. Yeah, and then later it turns into love. Yeah. So it's similarly, it is with Krishna. In the beginning we have some faith in Krishna, and then later it can turn into love. It is a whole spiritual world, and it can open up for you. And it's already here in the temple. Although you can also, like some devotees said, that Prabhupada could talk with the deities. He could talk with Radha Gopinath. Yeah, it's just a matter of purification. And you see also that, like, some children grew up here, and their attachment for Radha Gopinath is very strong. Yeah. And you're staying for the festival? Yeah, so you will see that also in the festival, that most of the singers, they are grown up in ISKCON, and they have very much, you could say, feeling, or sometimes they say bhakti, although bhakti Prabhupada says devotional service. Sometimes bhakti can also mean like love or attachment. Okay. So this is just my introduction to you. So I hope you can accept it, that this is not ordinary knowledge. So now we'll go to the... I already did these: humility, pridelessness, non-violence. Well, no, I can give it to you, because it is a very nice explanation that Prabhupada gives. He says... let me see. Okay, we can just quickly read it for you. He says, let me see, where is that? Yeah, here he says. Yeah, so you can translate that. It's a little bit cryptical. It means, humility means that one should not be anxious, one should not be afraid to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. It's like when you're washing, for instance, the pots in the kitchen here, and you think nobody will see it, nobody will appreciate it. Yeah, so that is not humble. You just do it because it needs to be done and you want to please Krishna. Krishna will see. Krishna will see. He will know. He's in your heart. So, but we, I'm also like that. We want to have some appreciation. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so one should... Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. It's a little bit cryptical, this sentence. I also thought about that, yeah. The idea is that we want to be appreciated, you know? So, but if we're really humble, then we just like, for instance, a mother, you know? Like, for instance, a mother, you know, she just serves her children. And sometimes the children don't appreciate it. Especially when they are young. And then, but she still does it. So that takes humility. That is humility. Yeah. So that is humility. And then, let me see. Yeah, pridelessness. I think that is... That was your question, huh? Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same, yeah. Prabhupada doesn't discuss it specifically, but it's kind of the same, yeah. He says the material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor. So it's a little bit the same, you know. Prabhupada explains that honor is generally related to the body. So therefore it is useless because the body is temporary. So we can be proud that we're a devotee. But in a good way. You know, that just like somebody can be proud that he's a soldier and, you know, he's part of the army. So that is good, you know. That means he's a good soldier. So similarly, we can be proud that Krishna is our friend. You know, and that if somebody insults Krishna, then we get angry. Why are you insulting my friend? So that is good. Yeah. So, but for ourselves, then we try to be humble. We're thinking, I am actually not very qualified. So if somebody insults me, I deserve it. Yeah. And that is not really non-violence, although it has to do with it. But Prabhupada says non-violence is that you basically tell others about Krishna. Because everybody is going to die. Nobody wants to die. Actually, it is called Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. A birth, death, old age, and disease. So we need to find a solution for that. If we don't find a solution for that, if we're not looking for a solution, then we are just like animals. Like Sautra Maharaj, he gave the example that the goat is standing and he's eating the grass. Goat. Sautra Maharaj, yeah. And the other goats are getting killed. And he sees it, but Maharaj, he was imitating goat. But he doesn't understand it. You see? So we shouldn't be like that. We see everybody is dying around us. And King Yudhisthira says, the miracle is that even though we see it, we think it will not happen to us. Oh, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, but Right. Anyway, but the point I want to make is that people are basically, they're suffering, you know? And this is the solution to come out of this universe, to go back to the spiritual world. Is to reconnect with Krishna. Because, you know, I think you know already that you're not this body, right? You know. Right? I mean, you're not the first time in a temple, no? Because this is the beginning of knowledge. So, and we're just covered. The spiritual body is already there. It's just covered by the gross body and subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego. So if we reconnect with Krishna, then we will realize our spiritual nature, our spiritual identity. And that will mean that we will be freed from this samsara, birth, death, old age, disease. It goes on and on and on. So to explain it to others, that is really non-violence. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Atmaha is the Sanskrit term. Atmaha. Yeah. Right. Yeah, the soul cannot be killed, but it's like I explained, the consciousness, it's kind of covered over. So in that sense, it's Atmaha. Atma means the soul, and Ha means killer. It's like a cloud that covers the sun. The sun is not influenced by it. But we get cold. So it's like that. You know, the soul is covered by the body and the material mind. So we feel cold. Literally and, you know, psychologically and spiritually. The Krishna is called Atmaram. Again, this Atma, and Ram means self-satisfied, or satisfied, yeah. So we can also become like that. And it's not that we are satisfied with the self, like only, but we're satisfied with our spiritual self, who has an eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. So we're satisfied with our relationship with Krishna and our position as a servant of Krishna. So, and from a material point of view, that is something internally. The point is that a material person cannot see that. So like Prabhupada, he was talking with Krishna on the altar. So he didn't need anything. He didn't need, I mean, he was married, but later he gave it up. He says, I'm free of sex desire. He didn't need any, you know, beautiful young girl or so much money. He had money, but he used it for Krishna because he was satisfied with his relation with Krishna. Yeah, exactly. External material things, you know? Yeah. Anyway, that is about that was what we were explaining about the soul. I was just asking you if you know that you're not a body. So I was just explaining that, and that it's covered. So now we'll have to stop because we're going to chant bhajan, and this is actually a good end, because the best way to uncover it. Is to chant Hare Krishna. Like Lord Jesus said, with all your heart and all your soul. Yeah. So that is what we will do now. And you'll see that you might not feel immediately love for Krishna. My experience is that immediately you feel no more anxiety. No more anxiety, no more fear. Yeah. Yeah, if you chant, then at least the fear will be, at least for that moment, it will be. Yeah. So therefore, we should always chant. This is the meaning of Vaikuntha. Yeah, no fear. So now I invite you to please stay and chant Hare Krishna. And thank you very much for listening so attentively. It was very nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.